traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Every time you guys talk about somebody else's boobs in the house, the girlfriends all go,
oh.
And Lana makes this really scary face to my brother. She's like,
yeah.
Like, whoa.
She,
Anytime I want to throw Lana off her game, all I have to say is, you know, Lana, just, I don't think you have what it takes to be my sister-in-law someday.
Oh, and she's always like,
Abby, you're so forward. How's the relationship been with Lana so far?
Mikey, did you just fart? The floor vibrated.
Is this how this episode's going to go today?
I think so. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. We got a really special person joining us on set today. It's Mike's sister, Abby Malak. Abby.
Hey, everybody.
Here we are. So, Abby, it's just crazy because, like, you're a real woman. You're a real corporate woman.
I am a real fucking woman.
Hell yeah. You got a real job.
Vagina and everything.
Vagina. Husband.
Husband and everything.
How's that, huh?
Love my husband. Thank you, Jack Vine, who's currently serving in uniform. He's out there.
So that's why you're here, right?
That is why I'm here.
She took a vacation here because Jack's on deployment. And I'm ticked off this morning.
Is it because your sister's on the podcast?
That's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons. I'm ticked off this morning. And I want to try to approach this objectively. So can you give me 30 seconds
here?
Yeah,
sure thing.
Thank you. Today's Memorial Day. I want to start off the episode by thanking and remembering the people who died for this country.
Indeed.
That allowed us to be free and continue to do what we do. I want to think, you know, remember their family members for being there to support them. And this morning I woke up and I'm actually like, I'm ticked off.
I know.
Like, I really
am.
I'm sad. I said that once already. And I'm like trying to think of the right words to say this. But this morning I woke up and I don't want to say it's wrong. I want to give it out to other people. I just want to tell what happened. This morning, there was a tweet from our president, from Donald Trump, who called out the great military service of one Marine veteran, but then called into question the military service of another Marine veteran by the name of Connor Lamb from the 17th District of Pennsylvania.
He spelled his name wrong, too.
He didn't spell his name right. People in the comments were asking, who is this Connor Lamb you speak of? We can't find him on Google because he didn't even spell his name right. He spelled his name wrong. I've talked to a number of people from the military this morning. I've talked to people who have political science degrees, people who consult on topics like this, and they are in agreement that this is in no way okay. There's no world where it's okay to be the president of the country and to call into question or say anything derogatory or demeaning to a military veteran on Memorial Day. This fucked me up. And I've been neutral, completely neutral on Trump topics. I've been steering clear of them. People have said, you know, don't talk about those topics because it could hurt book sales or video views. You polarize your audience. And I agree. But I am genuinely curious this morning of who would think that something like this is okay. I'm curious. I'm not, I don't want to pass too much of a judgment. Maybe I already have.
You used a word there that I think is where you made your mistake. That is the word think. Mm. Right. I don't think there was much thinking that maybe went into this tweet. I could be totally wrong, but even like our military advisor that you talked to and amongst the number of people that you talked to about this said, like, it isn't too out of line for Trump to tweet something too out of line.
Yeah.
Like this,
it's pretty regular at this point.
Our expectations, like, are they still high? And this is nothing out of the ordinary.
I guess I thought that they were high enough where I could expect the president to make a statement thanking and remembering people who have given their life for this country. There is no tweet as of 2:25 on Monday afternoon on Memorial Day. There is no tweet thanking those families. There is no tweet thanking those who have died or remembering them or thanking the veterans who are serving this country. There is simply an attack on a Marine veteran on Memorial Day. And I'm upset. I'm not saying anything about Trump. I don't want to call him any names. I don't want to go feed into this. I do want to say Once again, thank you to the people who have died. Thank you to the families. And thank you to Connor Lamb for serving this country. Thank you to Jordan Pearson, my friend who gave his life in Iraq from Milford, Connecticut in 2003. And thank you to my brother who is deployed right now serving this country. Thank you to those people. And that's it. I have nothing else to say on it. That's it.
That was well put, Mike.
Do you think he even wants to be reelected? Like with stuff like that, it's pretty... Seems like it might be self-sabotage.
Might be an ego thing at this point. Yeah. Like it might be like a game for him to just try to do it just to say he did it. I don't know.
Let's see what we can get away with.
You know how we are in like the politics realm.
I don't want to touch it. I really don't. But this upset me. And the guy I talked to this morning, the main advisor, said this is tasteless even for Trump. But this is the reason why he was elected to office. He has been elected to office because he is the anti-politician. He's not cleaned up. He's not buttoned up. And I get all that. And I respect the voters for that. I get it. I get that they're tired of the BS. And this is not a political thing. For some reason, this affected me today. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not making any judgments or passing anything.
Well, here's the good news. Yeah. We're your friends. This is impulsive. It's a fun, lighthearted podcast. Yeah. You're the funny guy.
Yeah, here I am.
And
I
your sister's here. Your family's
look alike
here
today. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, you with a wig, as you said.
So yeah, you guys do look alike. And Abby,
is it the Maverick shirt?
Oh, maybe that might be it. Also, maybe the identical facial features.
And how you both turned and looked to the camera at the exact same time.
Mikey actually told me not to make my stupid face on camera today.
Which one is that?
I guess it looks like this.
What? I did not tell you to do that, but I kind of wish you didn't.
6 minutes in, and it already didn't work. So, Abby, just to paint you guys a picture of who this girl is and why the first thing I said is like, you're a real live woman. You're smart,
alive.
Abby. You're successful. You make money. You're alive. Abby, last night, I was sitting here doing some work, and she goes to David, our German videographer. She goes, David, have you seen the front page of the newspaper? David goes, no, Abby. I actually don't read the newspaper, but I do know that Tana Mojo has an OnlyFans.
there's been a lot of talk of what OnlyFans is, yeah, because I don't know.
She doesn't know anything about this world, is what I'm trying to say.
Which is great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is great.
And David doesn't know anything about the outside world.
Right.
Right.
Which is great.
David just lives in the bubble. But yeah, Tana Mojo, huge news. Huge news.
That's a big one.
She started an OnlyFans. Yeah. There's a lot of humming coming out of the camp about the amount of money that was made on day one. I mean, listen.
How much money do you think? She made Tana Mojo, day one of OnlyFans. How much is her subscription per month?
She did it strange. She did not charge a monthly subscription. Wow. You get access to her page for free, but then you have to purchase the pictures and videos that are private that she sends to people. And so there's an always-on option to see a picture of Tana's titties.
Oh.
Or Tana's tatas.
Oh.
Right? And you pay $4 for that. So, yo, I mean, shit, if 50,000 people dropped 10 bucks a piece on it, on seeing Tana's titties,
that's half a million.
She did the Fortnite model, right?
Yeah, free game, in-app purchases. Yeah.
All right, so talk to me about OnlyFans. What's the concept?
Okay.
They're only your fans?
That's the idea.
Great.
Only your devoted fans come on to see your tits. Now, I thought about signing up. I did.
All right.
Because I heard about the bags. And Tana was one of the last people to sign on. And I don't think it's too far off her brand. That's why I didn't mind this one. When Tana said she's on OnlyFans, I said, that makes sense.
I wouldn't call her the last one to sign on.
Ryan's
Toy Time, yeah, Ryan Seacrest. Dobrik, Ryan Seacrest. Like, I feel like there's a couple more that aren't still. And this is coming from the guy that said at some point, every girl is going to be
OnlyFans OnlyFans, you know, seems like it's pornographic, right?
Oh,
like,
yes.
Is that the point?
It doesn't have to be, though.
Are men showing their wieners?
That's only man's.
Only man's.
Yeah,
okay, great.
Still in development.
Okay.
You got to talk to me about that one.
Max is actually the CEO of Only Man's.
Yep.
I was thinking, like, if I went on OnlyFans and just did a series of tasteful nudes, like these, a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Do you think it would pop? Actually, wait, what the fuck am I doing? I have an OnlyFans. Hello? I actually have a bone to pick with you people.
A real bone?
Real bone.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. We started this thing called the Maverick Club. It's fucking awesome. Like, actually awesome. It provides extreme value for a monthly subscription. That's why I've been saying it's my version of an OnlyFans. We're doing exclusive giveaways. Let me look at all our promos here.
That Bruce Buffer thing was incredible.
You saw that?
Dude, I loved how you put him on you cut his head off and put him on a, what was he riding? It was like a little,
I gotta say, that was
a toy horse thing.
That was Hayden. That was
Hayden. Hayden, crush it, man.
But
happy
Bruce
birthday.
Buffer, he's the UFC legend, the announcer. He killed this promo. We got weekly exclusive content that's awesome. It's stuff we cannot put on YouTube. It's fucking hilarious, and it's a deeper look inside of our lives. We got limited edition Maverick clothing, site-wide discounts, free shipping in the US, $10,000 a monthly giveaways, FaceTiming members every week, periodic members dinners, and we're giving away my Dodge Challenger. Eventually, we're gonna be giving away Rolls Royces. Now, you can do this at maverickclothing.com. You join the Maverick Club. Here's my issue, all right? I want that bag. I want that OnlyFans bag. But if you're willing to pay for, to see some boobies rather than the ability to come to dinner with us, to get discounts on the website, to win a Rolls Royce, a Challenger, whatever it is, what are you doing? Spend your money smarter. I'm just pissed off I don't have tits, to be honest with you. That's why I'm angry. Because
we know a doctor. He could do it.
Yeah, we went to that doctor.
No, I'm just saying, like, here we are providing, like, actual value and high-quality entertainment. And I guess, in a way, boobs can be entertaining.
I mean, that's a whole new can of worms.
They're pretty great. Yeah. I just, like, how can I convince the dudes who would rather see some boobs to come on over to the light side?
Add some boobs to the light side.
Oh.
I did it.
What?
I did it.
What do you mean?
I brought boobs to my show. And now now the guys that wanted to watch boobs, they have to get value to see boobs.
Is there a chance I could use your boobs on my...
I feel like you kind of already do.
That's true.
Definitely in that last thumbnail.
It's a combination thing. You got to give them a little of both, you know?
Yeah. I learned yesterday that I actually have some content on OnlyFans. Some pictures I took made it to OnlyFans.
Shut up.
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Mac, because you took some nude photos of some girls.
I did.
Eh?
Yeah. And she started using them. With my blessing, please go ahead use them. I love that. That's great for you.
Bullshit.
Absolutely.
No.
No, for this one in particular, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
She's a great girl. And she's got a whole brand and movement behind it. I was like, yeah, you know what? Go ahead. I'm curious
what the movement is.
She's got a thing called Porn for Punks. So she's like a writer and she's trying to do like super indie, dark, scary pornographic content. What? It's totally different than anything I've ever seen. Probably than you two. You might have seen some weird shit. I don't know, Mike.
I have. But I would still be interested in your horrors.
Yeah.
Whatever you just call
That's
it.
A great way to describe it. But she's all about that. It's pretty interesting.
How many Lambos have to pass the girls who would never do OnlyFans before they do OnlyFans? Like, how many Tanas driving by in fucking crazy, kitted out fucking Aventadors?
I really do believe that now we're maybe approaching the beginning of the is it too late phase.
Yeah.
Is it too late?
Oversaturation?
Oh, yeah. Swear to God.
That's why we've been talking about, can you do OnlyFans in a turtleneck? Right?
Ooh. Yeah.
Turtlenecks.
My sister wants to do turtle toppers.
Only turtles.
Only turtles. I think you could, Abby. Because you're corporate.
Like reading a book.
Because I'm corporate as fuck.
Drinking a tea at like a coffee shop.
True. Wait. But you're actually not like that corporate, Abby, which is like there's a lot of Mike in you. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did you get hired?
Or is there a lot of me and Mike?
I think it's that way.
I was born first.
Yep.
And
good point.
You know. Yeah,
but you also have like a whole 10 years of your life that's kind of been washed away.
That's true.
Also true. So
behaviorally,
you are actually maybe
behaviorally
than
and
me.
Developmentally, she is in fact older than me.
That's
by a landslide, as could be spotted instantaneously by looking at her identical build as me, but just slightly different.
You've known Mike your whole life.
That is true.
And he's known you probably quite literally your entire life.
Entire life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So you've known Big Mike, and now you know Famous Mike. Which one do you like better?
Oh, I think that's a really funny thing that we talk about at home a lot, because Mikey was always this way. I think people think that he changed when he joined the Maverick House and that he's, you know, a different person. He has always been like this.
Yeah.
He has always been the funniest person I've ever met in my life. I mean, there is no one that can make you laugh harder than that.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org.
paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Surely he's gotten progressively louder, or no?
My mom said I'm losing my hearing, and that's why I always talk so loud.
Oh.
Is that possible?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's why. Oh, no, you do this, too. You guys are both like this. That's why you won't let us turn the volume up when we watch movies. You guys have, like, a limit where I want to feel like I'm at a movie theater experience. We have a theater right there. And you guys won't let me put it at a reasonable
volume. Wouldn't it be the opposite?
Because you listen to it way too loud.
Yeah, no.
You listen to things way too loud. Well, in the car, here, it's like up to a billion volume.
And you're on the bottom end of it because you try to protect your hearing.
All
times. And so when we're in the movie, he tried to turn it up to like to 100 last night. He wants to feel the shit shake like crazy. Like we watched Invisible Man.
Oh, fuck that.
All right, let's do this. Hold on.
Can I?
Fuck you if you liked it.
Can I make a quick correction? I do want to say this. Jordan Pearson, Marine Corps veteran, says here, Fallujah, Iraq, died 8/25/2006. I just want to make sure I get that right to be respectful.
All right.
Invisible Man.
What did he look like?
Dude. This movie, I've been hearing that it was such a great movie for so long.
Fucking terrible.
From so many people.
Was it the billboards that you saw everywhere or what?
I have not been out on the road. I didn't know they were
everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, they spent.
That's the only billboard I saw for the past two months.
Some movies, major word of mouth spread. Hey, this is a good movie. You got to check it out. Good reviews too. Even Rotten Tomatoes like 91%. And so we all went into it ecstatic. And about 10 minutes in, we realized this movie's atrocious. It's
what did you think? All right, so
I think it's hard because I'm confusing that with the Barefoot Bandit movie we watched before. So I'm like, did she take the hot dogs in her knapsack? Okay. But Logan on Barefoot Bandit.
Logan tried to make us watch a different program before we started Invisible Man. We'll skip that.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Invisible Man, 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'll be honest, made me jump multiple times.
Yes.
It was definitely had that what's going to happen next factor.
Thriller.
But there was something about the writing and the acting in this movie that just threw me off so much. And there were so many inconsistencies. Like she's at the police station and I don't want to give too much of the plot away, but she essentially in the beginning of the movie, she drugs this guy and the cops are like, you drugged this guy, but you left the pills behind. And that's how we know you were at the scene of the crime. They don't say anything else about the crime that she drugged somebody. They don't even care. It just completely gets lost. They're like, we know you drugged this man, but you left the drugs behind, so we know you were with him. But they don't care.
It's a lot of loopholes. Like again, like, spoiler alert, no one has anything to say about the dude somehow brilliantly faking his death, and then they never addressed how, like, they found his body, but then they didn't. And then there's, like, a half invisible man killing 10 to 12 police officers and no one has anything to say about that. The dude looks like a golf ball when the lady throws paint. it's too much. It's too much.
And just the over-dramatized cop. The cop that she lives with that just is so dramatic about everything that happens.
I think he was overacting, man.
I don't want you hanging out around my daughter no more. Like, dude, that movie, don't watch it. Just watch something else.
Once Mikey is convinced that a movie is going south, he is just going to make fun of every single thing that happens. It's over. Mm-hmm. It's
That's
over.
Yeah,
well, let's talk about movie night in the Maverick House. Wow. Because that is a unique experience, right? It's like every night, 10 o'clock, what are we watching?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's this hour-long discussion of, well, I don't want to watch that. Well, I saw that 6 months ago, and I don't want to watch that movie either. Like, honestly, in the time that we could have watched 2 movies, we were arguing about which movie to watch.
How many trailers did you watch?
50.
Yep.
50.
We can't be the only ones who have this
problem. Oh, no.
No.
I know this is the thing. It's like that 30 minutes before you finally pick a program where it's just limbo and no one knows what to watch.
Yeah, but isn't trailers everybody's favorite part of going to the movies.
I think trailers are your favorite part.
Oh, really?
And you make us watch a bunch of trailers because you've seen every movie. So you're just like, you want to be reminded of everything you've seen.
Yeah, facts. But they're all great movies. And Invisible Man didn't hold up. Like, I talk all the time about movies. It's one of my favorite things to go on about. Mm-hmm. I love, you know, Inside Man, we were going to watch last night with Clive Owen. I love.
By the way, we did.
How was it?
I fell asleep. But I was tired.
That's
good.
That's the second part about being here. It's like, the people who are most vocal about which movie to watch are immediately asleep. It's like, David, I have to watch this movie. All right, well, great, dude. Thanks for being here, you fucking
asshole.
Just
falls asleep immediately.
I do have a solution for this. We talked about it. It's putting like a whole list of movies in a hat. And then we just, or, you know, strips of movies in a hat and we pull one out and we have to watch that movie that night. There's no way around it. Just watch that movie.
It's just hard to follow rules.
Why?
It just is.
We'd be culturing ourselves. It'd be good for us.
Well, and I feel like when I was in here yesterday, I was like, I am the only person in here. I'm going to sit down and watch my softcore porn in Normal People. What? Great show. It's out on Hulu, swear to God.
Abby's a genius.
And then immediately the door swings open. Here's Logan.
Me. Oh,
I go, what are you watching, Abby? She's like, I was going to watch my show called Normal People, but you know me. The last thing I want to do is watch a show called Normal People. And Abby's like, well, can we at least watch the softcore porn scene? She's a genius, bro. And she, knowing me, I was like, sure. Yeah, softcore porn, anything. Season one, episode two, I think. And we go into it and 10 minutes later, I'm invested now. I've gotten sucked into this show because of a softcore porn scene. And then I caught on. I was like, no, what are you doing? And then I got out of it and saved myself. Sorry I didn't get to watch your show with you, Abby. And sorry I also ruined that peaceful time that I knew you hoped.
Was dying for.
It's tough to get in this house.
If
you realize. There's a lot happening.
Well, like the other morning, you know, it was what, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I hear you yelling from the stairs. And I walk outside, and Mikey's like, go back in your room. And I'm like, well, what's going on?
I don't know if we... Are we able to hit this topic?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
No, there's just some hooligans outside. Just
hooligans.
Like, hooligans.
So shit happens. There's some hooligans outside. And it was a little commotion. And you happen to wake up and see it.
But that's just how it is from sun up till sundown here.
It's always
something.
This has caused troubles in my romantic relationship as well. And I'm sure it causes trouble in yours too, and you don't even know it.
I heard you guys fighting last night.
You did?
I'm not going to lie.
Did you hear the makeup situation after?
No, I did not hear about that.
Thank God. But yeah, it seems crazy to imagine, but it's almost like our girlfriends, you know, sometimes get to the point where they don't want to be around 50 screaming psychopaths launching tomatoes off of balconies and jumping through plate glass windows. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, I've been dealing with that and I'm being forcibly removed and put onto a field trip this weekend coming up.
Where are you going?
A little further south in Cali.
Where are you going, Mike?
A little further south in California without giving away the exact approximation.
You're going to Tijuana?
Just a little further south.
I have your location on my phone. Your location.
Well, you can have it. I prefer just, you know. But yeah, she's saying like, let's get out of here.
Wow.
Like, it's been too long. Like, you know, we'll be having a romantic, you know, conversation and Evan will come out with his underwear. It's like, how do you get anything done? You know,
See, but I feel like now that we've watched all these shows and she likes you so much, which is crazy for me to see, but she just wants to take you away for herself. I swear. It's just crazy.
She really likes you, Mike.
She really does.
But rightfully so. I mean, back to the matter at hand, like, it's unfair for me to imagine that she'd want to be around people 24/7, you know, not be able to spend any alone time. And you know, that's my burden to carry as a 35-year-old vlog roommate. You know, like, you know, I got to try to figure this out. And obviously she's got her penthouse that we could go chilling for a day at a time. But she's also got a really small dog. And I made a tweet about small dogs.
I
don't fuck with small dogs.
She does.
But you liked Kong.
I liked Kong.
It's just like,
I liked Kong. Did I order the hit? Yeah, I did.
Mike, I can't believe you.
No, yeah, fucking, of course I like Kong. I used to spend days with him, you know, walking around the backyard.
It's the yappy ones that get me.
And the girls say, you didn't even say hi to I didn't see your dog. I walked in. I didn't see your dog. He's this big. Your dog is the size of a small rodent. I didn't see it. And they try to eat your shoes.
Speaking of small rodents.
Wait. Hold on.
nice segue.
We got to talk about this.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Guys, all right. So I'm laying in bed. I'm like, you know, drifting off. I'm right in that middle spot, right as I'm about to be asleep. And all of a sudden, I feel something on my head. Now, the last thing I remember before going to bed was that I was like completely alone in my bed and there was nothing else there. So naturally, I jump the fuck up out of bed and scream at the top of my lungs and turn around, turn the lights on, and there's a rat crawling around in my bed.
How big was it?
Big.
How big?
See that squirrel right there?
Yeah.
About that size.
Come on.
Just on your face?
It was on my head, and I was like, I'm pretty cool with everything, right? Like nothing really bothers me. But when there's a rat on my head, in my bed.
No.
No.
About to fall asleep, not cool.
Red
not
light.
Cool.
That's a major fear of mine. Anything furry or like tingly on my face while mm-hmm. I'm sleeping. I was shooting an episode of Logan Paul Versus in the woods once, and I had to go to sleep because it was 48 hours in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. And I went under this log and I looked up right before I was about to go to sleep. And there was a spider. And mind you, this was in Illinois. So not LA spider, not a daddy long leg. A spider, tarantula, this big on the log. Yo, I lost my shit. If that landed on my face and I was sleeping, that's game over for me. I'll call
it. There's no coming back from that.
Yeah.
I looked for the rat.
Yeah. He's gone, man.
Never found him.
He disappeared into the night. But I found some solace in some facts that I looked up afterwards. It is the Chinese Year of the Rat. 2020, Year of the Rat.
Yeah, that's why 69 got out, huh?
Yeah, I guess so, man. You know, so I feel like, you know, maybe a blessing in disguise. Still completely disgusted and have not slept in my room since. But, you know, I'll be all right.
That's really gross. They carry disease. Rats are terrible animals. I asked him, I was making sure it wasn't just a little mouse.
Nope.
And that, it's weird to me that we never saw it. You're sure.
I am so positive.
We stripped the boxes out. I was going to vlog it. And then I was like, damn, you know what? Even if I do find this, even if I do find a live rat, I should probably stay away from this particular type of rodent.
Oh my God, dude. It almost didn't even click for a second there. That's how fucked up.
Well, it's a new era. It's a new era. You know,
holy
so that's
shit.
Good, but also can't be fucking around with rats.
Speaking alive of new eras,
what new eras?
How'd it go? You launched your whole clothing company.
Shake my hand.
Wow, thank you.
Shake her hands.
Thank you.
Shake that guy in the
hands, everyone.
Hand. Nice job.
It's been great. It's been really great. Maverick Clothing did launch. I was up until 6 a.m. I can't remember the last time I was up till 6 a.m. working hard on just making sure every little particular bit of this launch went to perfection, and it did, mm-hmm. and it really did. I'm more so than the launch, which was awesome. And besides the slew of people who worked their asses off, there's a team of about 20 people. That's a thing that most people don't see because there's a website builder, a developer. There's fulfillment. There's production. There's design. There's an entire team of people. There's social push.
So you're saying you didn't do it all yourself?
No, I can't.
What?
I can't. It's impossible. It's impossible. And I want to give a major thanks to our team. It's a very strong team. And more so than the launch, I'm excited to see where this goes. I remember the exciting thing about the last time we launched Maverick Clothing was seeing people in the clothing for the first time. Yeah. And I actually remember the first time I saw someone in a bit of Maverick merch was shooting Logan Paul versus American Ninja Warrior. And so actually putting your idea on clothing that people can wear and represent and seeing them in public and knowing that like, wow, this is a very real movement. And I am inspiring people to be 100% themselves and use that to make them special and stand out. That's awesome to me. So yeah, just excited to see where it goes. A
lot more to come. Think people were asking me yesterday on my live stream about when's the next drop. Are you allowed to say that yet?
I think two, three weeks. We got it. Yeah, it's all in the pipeline.
New colorways, all kinds of exciting stuff.
I saw the stuff. It's dope.
You're wearing some right now,
so it'd be weird if you hadn't seen it.
But even the stuff that is
number one selling t-shirt right there. Can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
That's the one you didn't like.
That's the one I do not like. I just thought it was too simplistic for me. It's a number one selling t-shirt. Can't believe it.
Another thing that really propelled this brand: a billboard. A billboard of the Maverick brand. And, you know, obviously billboards have been something that I've been excited about recently because I famously got given one by Logan and my girlfriend. And, you know, I asked my sister to drive down from San Francisco for 7 hours to come down and see her brother's giant face on the side of a billboard. Yeah, yeah. When I went to bring her to see it, it wasn't there anymore. It had been removed and replaced with Maverick branded visuals.
If you saw the vlog, you know what he's talking about. I did replace Mike's billboard with Maverick billboard. To be fair, I only took it down. I only took it down a week early.
I know.
And I'm gonna pat ourselves on the back. Design team, this is incredible. This is a great billboard. Grabs your attention. Sharp, slick, sleek.
It looks great.
Join the Maverick Club. Not some girls only fans.
My sister wasn't.
That's gonna be my new messaging. Join the Maverick Club, not only fans, or join both. I'm sure you got endless, infinite amounts of money. Just fucking don't spend your money on seeing tits, dude. You want to see tits? Go to Pornhub.com.
It's free.
Good point.
But what if it's like someone that you want to see theirs in particular?
There was a lot of talk about that this weekend about one person. I won't say her name probably because I don't know it. But also like
I love this. She sees clothes that she's wearing. She had seen them. Now she can't name the person she's talking about because she doesn't know who they are.
That's well, an
anomaly.
Everyone wanted to know if her boobs were real or fake.
Do we know who she's talking about?
I mean, yeah.
Doja Cat
maybe
because everyone
she
said she was gonna show her boobs if she got a number one record.
She did. That's not what
and it's funny because every time you guys talk about somebody else's boobs in the house, the girlfriends all go
oh
and Lana makes this really scary face to my brother. She's like
yeah,
like whoa
yeah, she,
anytime I want to throw Lana off her game, all I have to say is, you know, Lana, I don't think you have what it takes to be my sister-in-law someday.
Oh, and she's always like,
Abby, you're so forward. How's the relationship been with Lana so far?
I mean, I really like her. She's a sweet, sweet girl. And she really likes my brother a lot, which is special. The one thing that's kind of crazy, I'm just going to throw this out there. She's always like, well, Mikey never dated anyone before me. And I'm like, yeah, no.
She does say that a lot. Like, what is she?
Never seen him with another girl.
She's messing around. She says to people that I've never had sex with anyone before. Oh, that's such a lie.
But I think all the girls here are great. I think Josie is amazing. She is such a sweet girl, and I don't know that anybody would know that.
I found her flaw.
What is it?
I found it.
What is it?
Sorry, Joes. So she'll put on the TV to go to sleep at night sometimes, or like noise,
uh-huh.
You know, like a
white noise,
like white noise. I'm cool. I don't mind the white noise. She'll put on a little like thunderstorm next to her head on her phone playing. And that's cool. Cause I can kind of not hear it, but sometimes she puts on the TV and I actually don't mind it. Like I tell her this, I can fall asleep fine. I get a good night's sleep, but there's something that was rubbing me the wrong way about it. And I think it was cause the idea of a dependency on noise or like something distracting you while you go to sleep. Cause you're not always going to have access to a TV. If you go camping, like what are you supposed to do? You bring up a TV? I don't know.
They make white noise machines, but yeah, it's still strange. White, yeah.
Anything that makes you codependent on something I do not like. And then when the hooligans were screaming outside the other day, I realized I did not wake up cause I did not hear them. Because the TV was on.
Oh.
So I go, Josie, this is another thing. Like, low key, it's fucking dangerous. As a protector, as the patriarch, I got to be able to defend the people that, what? I got to be able to.
Let's not do that again.
What?
Oh, okay. As the patriarch, go ahead.
Am I not a patriarch?
I suppose, yes.
He's the paternal figure of the Maverick House.
He's a baby bird.
Grandpa.
I'm a father. I got kids. I got a dog and a bird. I got some pigs. I have to be able to protect the people that I love, or in Josie's case, care about deeply. We're not there yet. Who knows? But
I mean, I am glad you got the paintball gun out, because that would stop a robber.
Well, that's the other thing.
Immediately. In his tracks.
It was nowhere to be found. The paintball gun was nowhere to be found. I think it's because we were looking for the fucking rat and we put the boxes and then mixed up the spot of where the paintball gun was.
It was just, we pulled it outside. It was by your car outside.
Oh. Well, I said this. I said, Josie, baby, it's dangerous. I can't hear my surroundings. If there's commotion in the middle of the night and the TV's blending in and the decibel levels mix and match, I can't be, I, you know.
Can't be affected. Can't be an asset.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's a pretty normal thing, though. There's a lot of people out there that rely on.
I said I'm gonna help her wean off of it.
Yeah,
you know, just take.
It's definitely not a deal breaker by any means.
No,
I mean, I'll be fair. Sleep with a nightlight.
No, you don't.
Well, I sleep with like a closet light on just so I could see like what's popping in the room. Because here's the deal. If your room's pitch black and you hear something popping in there, but you can't see shit, then what do you do? Like, even if she had the white noise off and you heard like, yo, motherfucker, give me your Gucci wallet.
I'll tell you.
Like, what do you, and he's got night vision goggles, which they all do. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do in that scenario? I keep a little light on, so when the motherfucker comes in, I could see him. And then you put the booby traps on and shit. Yeah.
Logan asked me what Mikey was afraid of yesterday. He said, what's his biggest fear? And I'm like, dude's had a gun in his mouth. He is afraid of his own shadow. He is the person that turns off every light and runs as quickly as they can.
Yo, everybody
and
fucking
jumps
that,
into
bro.
Their bed.
Everybody, yo, listen.
He is literally
you put me
afraid
a,
of his own shadow.
You put me in a bad neighborhood, like, I'll keep my head down. I'll make it through. I'll be chilling. I'm not scared. But you put me in the basement after dark?
No. It's true.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? Dude, that is a furious escapade back up those stairs, especially after you turn the light off, especially if it's one of those lights that you pull a string on in the basement. Bro, if you got a string pull light bulb in your basement, you are marked for death by something that lives down there.
Immediate death.
Absolutely.
Light switch, maybe. But if you pull that and there's always a little cobweb hanging off of it, and you pull that light and it goes ka-tink, and that light goes off, the second it goes off, something crawls out of the vent and fucking chases you back up the stairs. And when you get it, people think they get to the top, the next floor up, they're safe. No. You got to get in your bed, all the way to your bed with the covers on before safe. Because otherwise, he'll grab your ankle, bro. And that's all they do. That's other thing people. That's other thing people are curious about. They're not trying to really harm you. They just want to grab your ankle and make you fall and bash your knee on the stairs.
Ow.
Once they do that, bro, they've achieved their mission. They go back in the vent.
Bro, I'm telling you, I don't think the life of a ghost or a demon is as evil as we think it is.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I think they're just like low-key trying to fuck with us for their own amusement.
Tricksters.
The hooligans and fools, bro. Like, okay, I can imagine. Being a ghost has got to be tricky. It's got to be stressful. Because you can't really harm anyone for real. Think about how many people you know who have died by ghosts, cause of death ghost. Because I don't know.
We've talked about this. They stop your heart. They do other things.
They don't do shit, Mike.
Well, the stair demons. The stair demons are different. They live by a whole different set of rules.
I've heard of people being scared half to death by ghost, but only halfway.
Yeah, what's the storyline behind that? How do you get scared half to death? What's half death look like?
Scared me half to
death? Some sort of, so you're skipping beats in your heart or something?
Palpitations? Arrhythmia?
But like, bro, imagine this. You're a ghost. I've said this to my friends before, and this fucks me up. You're a ghost. And you're finally like, you're like, okay, I didn't get to the afterlife. I'm still here, but I'm kind of like see-through and shit. I get to haunt people. Yeah. All right. What am I going to do? What's my first thing as a ghost? I could blow out a candle, fucking turn a light switch on and off, knock something off a desk. And there's a group of people who, you know, you're going to haunt, a family perhaps in the house that you used to live in. And you're like, I'm going to get them. I'm going to get them real good. And you go to the light switch and you're like, this is it. And you go to press the light switch. And you go through the wall. Your hand's through the wall.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh no, I'm a ghost. I actually can't touch anything, realistically. Mm. So now you have to get your degree in electricity. Because you have to go through the wires. You have to go through the wires to short the circuit to turn the light off.
But if you're a ghost, you're probably just like energy, right?
That's what I'm saying. You can't press things.
You could just mess up one of the wires right behind the light switch. You just be like,
I think this is a lot. Stop
the flow of the current.
I would just hate not actually being able to make contact with things.
Sure.
That'd make haunting people a lot harder.
What would your method be then, huh? Mr. I could haunt anyone.
I don't know. I also have a theory on ghosts. I don't think ghosts are what you think.
Yeah, you've said this.
I don't think ghosts are see-through spiritual like ethers. I think ghosts are us. I think the people who have seen a ghost, some
That's
ghosts.
That's deep, bro.
Oh, some ghosts are just straight up humans. Straight up. Like you walk into a room, there is a person there. You look back, he's gone.
You know when you see an outline of a ghost and they've got that squiggly mouth? And yeah. It's like anytime a ghost, it's like, why do they turn into an octopus? Like, when did we decide that ghosts had a squiggly mouth
the dimension that exists close to us is windy. It's windy. And that's why the bottom of their little sheet always blows in the wind. It's a known thing. This has been covered.
Okay.
No squiggly mouth, though.
I do not think ghosts look like this.
Ghost Wikipedia.
This is
the most trusted name in ghost sources.
You know what probably happened? Someone,
this is more like what I think are like full on human, bro.
Someone somewhere decided that they needed
the invisible man.
Yeah.
Oh. Someone somewhere just like had to come up with a costume for a TV show, exactly what they're talking about here. And they're like, I don't know, he probably looks like a white thing with holes cut out of his eyes. And then from then on out, people who died and couldn't make it back, like they were like, I don't know what I'm supposed to look like, so I might as well look like this so they know that I'm a ghost.
Imagine this comes in your room.
That'd
this,
be freaky.
Dude, man. I'm going to be honest with you. As much shit as we're talking about, if that thing comes in my room, I'm jumping out the fucking window. Look at that thing, dude. Yeah.
Terrifying.
What do you do first? What do you do first, bro?
What you're not considering is that this ghost vision is obstructed. You can't see well in a sheet like that.
Yeah, that's a solid
point. To mention breathing. There's no mouth holes.
Yo, he's like a fourth dimensional creature, so.
Where are we? What happened to this?
What stops you from grabbing the bottom of the sheet and just wrapping them up and doing like a suplex?
If a ghost can't touch physical things, you can't touch a ghost. That's what stops you.
No, hold on a second. Hold on. Fuck this. Wait, I need to hear this. In this picture here, if that's a ghost, is that a ghost wearing a sheet with holes cut out for eyes, or is that a part of his getup? Is that him?
That's his chosen form to let you know that he's a ghost.
Listen, we've devolved. I do want to talk about this because ghosts are scary and they scare people. I had this really, really scary thought that I think after the quarantine ends, people will be afraid of people for a very long time.
Oh, yeah, for
people
sure.
People will not shake hands. People will not get close to people. People will not hug. Anything in proximity has been jeopardized, and it's sad. It makes me actually sad.
It's sad for some people because if you're traveling, so being down here is different. And the nice thing, I get to see Mac and all of you and your creative elements, right? But coming from San Francisco, which is, what do you always call me? Corporate. like I was traveling 20 days a month, sleeping in the grimiest hotel rooms in the country. And it's like, if I don't have to do that anymore, it's going to be dope.
So that's why you start OnlyFans.
Only turtlenecks.
Imagine not having to ever check into the Renaissance Inn ever again.
Ever again.
Because you're so busy counting money. That's the only thing you do all fucking day. If you have an OnlyFans, the only thing you do all day is count. And that's one of the downfalls of it. Like, think about it. You spent all your whole day making your titties look as nice as possible. And then after that, you got to count all that cash, bro. That's stressful. Turn anybody into a ghost.
I like shaking hands, you know.
It's a great way to like
beginning
meet
of a meeting,
yeah.
End of a meeting, seal the deal. And the idea of not doing that anymore really bothers me. I seriously don't believe people will be as apt to interact with other humans, and it's sad.
Have you heard that it takes 21 days to make a habit? Do the same thing over and over again for 21 days, and that's the new habit.
90 days to make a behavior.
Yeah, so how long have we been in quarantine? We're 67, 68 days or something?
Sorry, that's it? That's how long we've been in lockdown for?
2 months.
I think they started warning about it, so
we were kind of on edge before in San Francisco.
It feels like a year plus.
You know, two plus months, but you know, as we approach 90 days of a new behavior, that means that most humans will be completely changed on how they act and work with each other.
So this begs the question, will interaction with other humans become more mobile-based?
Absolutely.
Or technology-based?
It already has. So people work from home all the time.
So is this like the beginning of that like technological revolution we've been talking about that leads to us becoming the fat people floating around in WALL-E?
I mean, yes.
Unequivocally,
but also,
yes.
I mean, something that I'm constantly thinking of right now, which you guys should feel free to chime in on, is right now we all have a chance to innovate and be creative for what people are looking for at home right now. Mm. And I don't know what it is, but we could get rich. We don't have to do OnlyFans. But there's a way. Is it a desk that people need to use? Is it a tool they don't have? It could be something small.
Something.
But if we're all living in our houses like you guys do year round anyway, what is it?
Well, it's a great question. Have something.
I think Mac
I have something great. GP actually texted me about this. He made sure that I'm doing this right now.
Okay.
These awesome notepads are great. That's one tool that everyone could use. You can buy them on my website, macklin.io/shop. It's called the MindBook. I love it. It's one of my favorite things. I invented it. It's the best, and I use it every day when I walk and I write on it. But
I got to ask, why would you not just type in your phone?
Because I like to write. I'm a writer. It's something about having my handwriting down and using a pen and keeping concrete ideas. Pen to paper, concrete ideas in one isolated spot. Abby, you actually have one of these. I gave you one.
I love it.
Have you used it?
I use it all the time. I do.
Bullshit.
We were talking yesterday and I said, you know, the thing is at work you have a binder you write in, right? It's a to-do list. But you never have something you write on that you say, I would have liked to have shown up this way or not have said this to Logan. I would have not liked to have called you, you know, a million of the things that I do, right? So that's more about how do you change your behavior versus what are you doing with your day? What do you have to accomplish? What are your goals, right? So I think that's a helpful tool.
Yeah, something small for personal thoughts that's always open. I found when you have a notebook that you have to open, it's very hard to open that first page and start writing. This is always open.
I would never have a pen.
Question for me.
I just wouldn't.
My mind is, it works too fast for my hand to keep up with what I'm saying.
And that's for you.
Yeah. Or do you?
I'm slightly more patient than you. We know that.
Or do you innovate and make it a pen that is stuck to that thing with a
I can clip the pen into the top here if I really wanted.
Yeah.
It's definitely possible.
Going to what you were talking about earlier, how different things are going to be after all this, I've already started to notice those changes in myself, like when I go out into like a public place and people come up to me or us and they're like, yo, like impulsive, or I read the book, or I did this. My immediate reaction is this. Stop. Like they're like, the fifth vital inspired me, man. I just want to shake your hand. I'm like, stop. Like I shut it down quickly. Like I correct that behavior within myself and I'm like, all right, let's have a conversation. But as they edge closer, I find myself constantly dragging my feet backwards just a little bit. Like I'm always bopping backwards to see like what's my out here. And it's not because I'm scared of a stabbing or a handgun or something, but I'm scared of a potential sneeze or cough. I've been conditioned. Yeah, I've been conditioned.
That's what I'm saying. And I believe the conclusion I reached that the only solution is until there is a proper, readily available vaccine for the coronavirus that has been distributed. And we all know how long that will take realistically. We're going to be in a state of pandemonium. Like unfriendly, uninviting people are going to be inhabiting this earth.
I wouldn't call it pandemonium.
What about all the people that are going to bars right now in Arizona and Florida? The beaches, people are packing the beaches and living life normally.
There's a huge political divide here.
Yeah.
Not to get into it again, because you can always trust me to do it. I'm not saying what side is which or anything. I'm just saying there's a group of people that are, you know, regardless of political party, there's a group of people who truly believe that this country should get restarted and that we should be back out there at the bars partying right now. It is not in the Constitution. It's not a law. I'm not governed by the United States of America to wear a mask to stay home. It's my fucking right to go out right now and take a shot of whiskey at a bar at a party. And so, you know, it's you're seeing that in Florida. You're seeing it in Arizona. You're seeing it here even. Some people are not having it anymore. They're ready to go.
I mean, I think the decision that has to be made right now is, do you care about lives, which the obvious answer should be yes. And the New York Times cover we were talking about yesterday is iconic. If you haven't gotten it, go get it because it's going to be worth something one day. 100,000 people have now died in this country. That is going to be an iconic cover forever. There it is.
So what is it?
Name.
It's the names of all the people that have died.
What?
Yep. Along with a sentence about them. So you've got to start making decisions about what's more important here, the lives of these people that are now memorialized forever, or an economy that is in absolute free for all.
Full transparency. I'm just looking at the names here, and a lot of them are older, and I would presume part of the thing that's happening here that we see on the beaches and everything is that young people feel slightly invincible from this thing. And
which they're not.
It's yep. it's
by any means.
Statistically,
got a no, correct. Right.
But
got
like
a
statistically also like they're much obviously less likely to perish from it.
I'm with you. I'm all about calculated risks and a thoughtful return to regular life. I'm with you. Yeah. Trust me. I feel comfortable enough going out and getting things done. But I mean to think for a second that we're in a position to just open the floodgates and say everybody go back and do what they were doing is completely preposterous and foolish. Like this needs to be done properly. And unfortunately, we've had Barstool Portnoy, you know, the Prez has said since day one, we've had mixed messaging from the top. Dr. Fauci has said, you know, this isn't something to worry about. Then it's the biggest killer of all time. And then it's not something to worry. And so like, you've gotten all these mixed messaging, you've gotten missteps from the government, and it's a fucking free-for-all. And I don't think anybody knows what they're doing besides Dave Portnoy. Dave Portnoy is clearly the only person that knows what's going on. And I'm here to report right now that Alexandra Cooper, which a lot of people already know, has re-signed, and Call Her Daddy will go on with just Alexandra Cooper at the helm of the ship. This is a major, major situation. And Portnoy is empowered, and he is on a fucking rampage. He made a video strike at Scooter Braun today. Like, talk about people that you got to have some balls to go at.
Mm-hmm.
Just calling out Scooter Braun on Twitter. I think Logan's got it pulled up here.
Yeah, check this out.
Tweet, not everyone gets all the innuendos, but apparently Scooter Braun, you know, like Bieber's guy and the guy who fucked over Taylor Swift, called Erica last night on behalf of Soupman. So Soupman, like, asked him to call. He's like, what can we do? We kind of fucked up. Sophia wants 50% of Call Her Daddy back. Oh, all right. Oh, you want, Superman, you want it back? You think we give a fuck about Scooter Braun? I mean, I don't know, like, who they think we are. We don't give a fuck who you are, what suit you wear, what company you work for. We do things our way, the fair way, the right way. Oh, Scooter Braun called. Oh, then let's give back 50% to Superman, who fucked up his fucking girlfriend's entire career and relationship and life for the time being. But Scooter Braun called.
Dude.
Hey, Soupman, call me. I'll talk to you. I'll fucking put you in a body bag. I'll give you a free life
body.
Lesson. Scooter Braun. Like, what do you think is going to happen?
Yo.
What world do these people live in? Scooter Braun called. It's good now. Scooter Braun called. Fuck off.
Damn, Portnoy.
He's dissing that suit guy, not Scooter though.
No, he's dissing Scooter. No. He's taking shots. Scooter Braun. He posted a video of Scooter Braun getting his head chopped off in a
all right,
in
the maybe next, that one.
Like, dude, Portnoy is, for lack of a better word, a fucking legend, bro. The dude not give a shit about anybody. He has been locked down. He's locked down now on Nantucket for people on the East Coast who know what that is. He's in probably a multi-million dollar house on Nantucket, just going crazy. He's by himself. He's got nobody with him. He just took this huge dub over Sophia and Soupman.
Oh, no.
It's just incredible. I have been watching this dude since the first day of lockdown.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Unboxings, pizza reviews, Davey Day Trader Global. This dude, I think he gets MVP award for the lockdown. And I'm saying that sitting next to Logan Paul, who is clearly in the running.
No, I'm just the YouTube avatar.
Dude, that was great. Yeah, that was crushed. Great.
But yo, you gotta feel. What do you guys think about this? You gotta feel a little bit for Sophia. Okay, I think what happened is she pressed a little hard. It seems like, and she got a little bit of a giant head, and I'm sure Suitman didn't help. But bro, she's just sitting there now after building the show with no IP, no money, no contract, just nothing. Not even friends with Alex anymore.
Here's the solve. I can't wait to hear how this goes. Suitman got to call Portnoy.
He has to
call Portnoy. Oh my God. And just
make it right.
Suitman v. Portnoy. Make a spectacle of this.
boxing match.
Do a boxing match.
DAZN. Oh, yeah.
Put it on DAZN.
Public humiliation for Suitman.
You know what Suitman, the best part about this is?
You have no idea.
I have no, no fucking clue. That. No, it's great. It's great. It's like Suitman what, and Sophia. And I
what do you think Sophia did wrong?
Sophia's side?
Yeah. I like Sophia.
Did Suitman do or say anything?
Is it Suitman or Soupman?
It could be either.
Well, listen, let's not do this exercise because she has no idea what the fuck we're talking about. She's going to say something, she's going to get clipped, and she's going to end up in someone's crosshairs, and then I'm going to fucking go crazy.
Let me tell you what I want.
Go ahead.
I, as a leader myself, want to reach a place of security that Dave Portnoy is in, where he's amassed and built this empire and can just sit back at his home in Nantucket and just talk shit to whoever he wants, knowing he's got...
We call
he's
it...
Got the, he's got
fuck
finances.
You money. Yeah, exactly. It's called fuck you money.
Don't you guys already do that?
I can't remember what movie it's from.
Because
it's from The Gambler. John Goodman in The Gambler. I've posted this clip before. He says, get your fuck you money. Mm. Your boss doesn't want to pay you? Fuck you. Your wifely, fuck you. It doesn't matter because you have fuck you money. It doesn't matter how many people try to stand in your way, whether it's Scooter Braun, Suitman, you got $100 million in the bank. Nobody could tell you shit, bro.
But how many fuck yous until you've dug a hole for yourself?
That's the question.
You're alone on your deathbed.
That's the question.
And the last thing you utter is fuck you.
That's just the last thing.
That's the question we got to ask Sophia.
Ooh.
Who's
Sophia? It's Abby. That's a good question. I mean, I don't know what to say about it. I mean, she
I want her back on Call Her Daddy. Absolutely. They got to make this right. We need both of them. They got to make this
more. We want Portnoy more than anybody. We get Portnoy on the show. That's going to be a
Portnoy
wild
and
episode.
Alex. Maybe it's not the same. It's not the same.
Do you see the Call Her Mommy spinoff? That's kind of funny. Or Call Him Mommy.
They're calling it single Call Her Daddy, Single Father now. Single Fathers, Alex. Oh. Hashtag Single Father.
Oh.
Can we talk about something else here in the form of the eating habits in this house?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to talk about this briefly.
Go ahead, Abby.
Looks like some fat shaming is about to come on.
It's not fat shaming. I've got some questions.
All right.
Mikey last night ate a steak sandwich that had been in the refrigerator for about 7 days.
I think it had mold on it. It was disgusting. I saw it there. It said extra steak gyro. Giro? Hero? Giro.
Euro.
And I said, you know what? Who am I to judge this craft of food based on its age? I try to tell people not to judge me based on my age. Yeah, it was green and had some fucking spores on it.
Spores.
But it tasted good enough to eat. That's the thing about age. A lot of times it's just like, yeah, it's old and decrepit, but it still gets the job done.
Well, it has, you know? it has wisdom. Think about it. Think about the things that Euro has seen in the 7 days that it's been in this plant. Now,
how many people it's met?
That's what I'm saying.
Refrigerator door open and close.
It's not just it's adding to your life.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about this last night or in the pool. Hamsters. What, have a lifespan of 1 year?
1 year.
Hamsters have a lifespan of 1 year.
No, like a year and a half. But a year-old hamster is elderly.
Yeah.
And they say, in my day, you were allowed to go outside and shake each other's hands. It was like 60 days ago, and they're just so old, and all the little hamsters are like, tell us more about before the pandemic, Grandma. She's like, that was a long time ago. I was but a child.
So yeah, don't let age fool you, or decide what you eat, more importantly.
Yeah,
but the problem is that we went to Baskin Robbins before you ate that sandwich.
Yeah, Baskin Robbins. I had, by the way, like
Robbins.
It's plural.
Robbins. Plural Robbins. Yeah.
Overrated.
I know. I agree.
Overrated.
How are they still in business?
How overrated?
Because it's ice cream.
Well, you say that, but competitors in the space like Cold Stone. Cold Stone?
Dude, I don't want to wait for someone to chop up my thing and mix the whole. I just want it in the cup, and I want it coming
from the artist,
yeah.
The man who tells everyone to spend their time and make things beautiful.
Yeah,
a stone that has been made cold, called Cold Stone, and you don't like it, and you'd rather have Baskin Robbins. The guys at Baskin Robbins are the guys at Cold Stone are artists.
Yeah,
they've studied. Their
I'm not
craft
denying
for years.
It. I'm saying personally. Scoop it, put it in the bowl. I'm ready to go.
Shout out to anybody watching the show from Cold Stone, by the way.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for my associate's words, but you are
an essential service.
Essential.
100%. They should be open everywhere.
Y'all haven't made the switch to Froyo?
Froyo's
great.
Yeah, Menchie's, you pull up and you go,
I'll probably do that over ice cream any day, just for the health reasons.
You think that?
I do.
But you go buffet style to Menchie's, and I don't know that it's much safer than the two guys behind the counter, because then you got every old Miss Winters coming in there coughing their mucus all over the fucking little tarts that you put on top of your ice cream.
I was strictly talking about like the calories.
Oh,
like I think frozen yogurt is healthier.
Oh yeah. Oh, frozen is definitely healthier.
But
probably from like a dairy standpoint,
based on what you said, because it's still dairy, which isn't like great. The sugar and the toppings, fuck me, dude. The things I'm putting, I'm probably consuming like 100 grams of sugar just in toppings.
Yeah.
Candy, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I'm an expert froyo getter.
You're an enthusiast by all means.
I'm a froyo connoisseur.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I know when I go put a layer on the bottom of usually like a cereal, like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's the first thing. Like be strategic. You go to the toppings first. You put your Cinnamon Toast Crunch on the bottom. Then you get your first flavor. Then you go back. Now it's another layer of toppings. Usually this time it's the cookie dough or yogurt chips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll put the, what are those weird things?
Gnocchi.
No.
Mochi?
No,
wait, no, that can't be like right.
Mochi.
Mochi. Yes. Yeah.
You're putting pasta.
Yeah.
But then you put a second layer of your second flavor, and then more toppings, and then the topping.
The thing I don't like about you is you skip the marshmallow sauce.
That's the topping at the end. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
The condiment?
It's like condiments? Yeah, because you push the button and it comes out like ketchup. At what point have we crossed the line of this? Why are we doing this?
Why are we talking about
this? Yeah, because
Abby's like the third of the way through a question.
Can we talk about why this is here?
Duct tape?
No,
yeah.
Mike and Lana.
Yeah.
Well, actually, probably. I think because we watched, Josie yesterday really wanted to watch 50 Shades of Grey. And Logan watched it. Logan was down.
They made me watch. And I was into it. And then I was... Let's be honest. I got halfway through the movie. I was like, we get it. They fuck hard. They do crazy shit.
Yeah.
And also what I didn't like is that the guy's like, first off, the acting was not great.
Mr.
Gray needed someone. It's a lot of subpar acting in these movies. but she goes, are you going to make love to me? And he goes, I don't make love. I fuck hard.
He said that in the movie.
That's what he said.
That's
he
goes, an actual
I
line.
Yo, I fuck hard.
You know what we learned yesterday about that? She wanted to call him, or he made her call him Sir, and he's now Sir Gray.
Yeah, like my parrot.
Like your parrot.
Which is so messed up, bro.
My parrot fucks hard. But yo, he doesn't fuck hard. He's a romance. He's a romance. Manter.
And her legs were really hairy in the movie.
Really?
Like you see the hair.
It's because I imagine she got like goosebumps in the scene, and like all her hairs were like... So she low key, she was a little furry. It's fine. It's human, But yeah, he doesn't. He's a romancer, and so I was like, you're kind of a fraud. And then the whole like submissive thing with the contract, like he gave her a contract.
Yeah.
So they could do certain things, and he wouldn't legally get in trouble. I don't know. It was a bit much.
All right. So on that topic, what is one movie you would be ashamed to admit that you really like? Like Mikey always goes for like Goodfellas and he's like, I love these great movies. But like there's got to be something that you watch that you're like, yeah, I really like seeing that one.
I'm not ashamed of it, but I'm a fan of Up, the movie Up. Mm. But, and I like the Incredibles. Mm-hmm. The Incredibles. But also... remember that movie? Was it called For the Love of the Game? No. Remember the girls that played No Crying in Baseball?
A League of Their Own.
Yeah, my bad. I fucked that one
up. Yeah, but that's like a famous movie, right? Like,
but all right. So what are you looking for, Abby?
Yeah. What do you have any examples? Because like, I'm not ashamed, but I'll proudly say I thoroughly enjoy The Notebook.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Wait, okay, so you're not.
Let me tell you this, okay? I never fucking seen the movie. I know there's a whole buzz about it, but like, I haven't watched it. First movie
that made me cry. First movie ever.
Oh, because Saving Private Ryan didn't do it. Titanic, fucking Notebook. I know I'm gonna get shit from the girls out there. I'm gonna get shit from my own girlfriend for this one. But honestly, like, this is the most hyped movie
of
all time.
Mike,
and
look at that. Look at that.
That's love.
I wrote you every day.
Oh my God, it's so good. If you're a bird, I'm a bird. Oh, but this upsets me. 53% on Rotten Tomatoes. Stop. And you fucks.
91% for Invisible Man.
Crazy.
That we need to start bribing Rotten Tomatoes. We need to get Flat Earth on Rotten Tomatoes bribe them like crazy and just give it like 110% rating.
Have I been ignorant with The Notebook? I just made a stupid statement. How am I going
to talk
that much? Should I watch it by myself?
Don't watch it by yourself. No. What? No, that'd be a problem.
Watch it with Amara? Watching by itself might be a cool exercise. Because what if I have a full breakdown? I don't want anybody to see that happen. You said you cried.
No. You won't get through it. The inner man will jump out at you like halfway through and smack you in the face and be like, what are you doing? And your girlfriend will keep you locked in.
Because why can't you see stuff like it, like Armageddon, for example? There's a love story intertwined. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to watch just
a love
like
story
when somebody tells me it's
a love story.
Yes, this is a love story. Okay, but I can watch a love story that exists within a movie about killing others, which is what I prefer.
You're also sick and twisted, so yeah, it's fair. Yeah.
All right, more important question. Feel free to chime in here, Mac. You're going for a comparison, when you're looking for Farley or Sandler, are you going Tommy Boy or Billy Madison? And which one do you quote more in life?
I don't want you asking this question. This is ridiculous.
I can answer.
I know you'll just make it.
I'm well versed in that. Definitely, I'm going Tommy Boy. Based in Cleveland, gotta give a shout out to the hometown.
It was. I made you watch it the other night.
It was in Ohio. So you know, just Chris Farley, like everything he ever did, his energy was on another level. Adam Sandler, incredible guy. You know, great movies all throughout, but I'm definitely going Tommy Boy over.
Would you too?
Which was the one you said? I can't even remember. See,
I don't want to have to choose. I don't want to have to Sandler. Choose one of those. I mean, those two actors represent a time in my life that's just so important. I mean, how could you say when in Billy Madison, when he's on stage and he gives that infamously ridiculous answer, and says, at no point in your rambling, incoherent attempt at a response were you anywhere near anything that could be considered an answer. Everyone in this room has now been made dumber by having heard what you said. I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul. One of the greatest lines in movie history. And then Gold Jacket, Green Jacket, who gives a shit on the Happy Gilmore side? That's a tough choice.
You got fat guy in a little coat though, right? Yeah. Like Chris Farley just brings it. Today.
Chris Farley has an edge that Adam Sandler didn't really have to me.
It was the cocaine.
Yeah. But
I mean, this dude was out of his fucking mind.
But he lived in a van down by the river. So, you know.
I love that you're cultured on this shit.
I had Chris Farley, best of Chris Farley. I watched that all the time. And then we lost it. And I'm actually still sad that we don't have that. I don't know where the hell it is.
Beverly Hills Ninja.
You saw that, Danny? I'm happy that you said that, Danny. It's one of Danny's favorite movies in history.
Mike and I came up with a show about Beverly Hills.
We're not doing this.
We're not doing it. It's a
secret. We can't.
It's protected IP.
Somewhere over there.
I want to hear about it.
Find out. Nope. I'll tell you off camera. Did you guys read the comments of today's vlog?
Nah.
Are they mean?
Anything about that man in a green suit?
Logan doesn't want beef with KSI. He actually respect him. Logan uses KSI's new music. Everyone liked that. Logan puts a KSI doing in his video. Me goes immediately to the comments to see if anyone else has noticed. Bro,
wait.
The only thing people are talking about, besides the Bruce Buffer promo of the Maverick Club, besides the Avatar intro, summoning David Dobrik to please come back because I miss him. I miss his content. I miss Todd Eric. I miss Jeff Whitheck. I miss Nick. I used the KSI song for like 10 seconds intentionally.
Where?
For a workout montage.
Oh.
Not even. I think like six seconds. And it's everyone's talking about. I didn't realize that to win back the KS, to win the respect of the KSI fans, all you got to do is just use his music. And because I had a come to Jesus moment.
That's not true.
No, I had a come to Jesus moment the other day because I pushed his album on my Instagram same day of the Maverick drop. And I was like, I'm in a good phase of my life, man. I really don't want beef. Like, I really want the kid to do well. So, like, fuck it. I thought it'd be good, and apparently people are eating it up.
It's an age thing too, bro. As you get older and older, you don't want to deal with that shit. It's stressful. Like there's only like a few like notable like older trolls that like 50 Cent, Porno even gets into the space occasionally. But like the majority, like once you get to be in your mid 30s and like early 40s, trolling on, like you said, trolling on 12-year-olds or 18-year-olds or 20, it's a exercise of utility. At some point, you start to look fucking stupid, dude. You know, and so it's like,
I think if Logan and KSI actually weren't fake beefing or whatever is going on, you'd probably be good friends. You have similar lives of being YouTubers. Obviously, you both like being boxers. You have a lot in common.
Yeah.
You might be right. I think he... My instincts tells me something. I feel like he's a little bit more of an introvert than I am.
Okay.
He strikes me as an introvert.
And he also strikes you.
You strike me. Abby hits me often.
How is it to have two Malak siblings on the show today?
It's interesting. I like it. You're also great. Like the comments are going to like you're a natural.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you. You know, just for the people watching,
I wish
briefly,
you had that one lined up a little bit better.
I'm just saying, you know, kids out there are fucking ruthless.
Oh, they're fucking. Yeah.
Oh my god, they're so mean. Don't be mean in this life, guys. There's such a better life out there than being mean, and you never win. You never win when you're mean. And I can actually say, all three of these guys are the nicest guys ever. Danny's nice. Chef Katie's nice. Josie's nice. Lana's nice. Yeah. You don't need to be so mean.
Well said. Well said, Abby.
It's brutal.
So speaking of that, though, I heard that you beat up Mike.
Oh,
when
yeah.
You guys were growing up.
Didn't
Wait,
she?
What?
Without
a doubt. It's a sister's right.
Didn't she break your arm?
Was that
the older
sister?
Oh, your older sister.
Okay, so in the book, and I know you guys have covered the book a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because I'm described as a jovial young soul. Which,
it's
by
not
the way,
wrong.
Like, I'm named Gabby in the book, which
you
is
you change
weird.
Your own sister's name?
Yeah.
You just
added
a G?
Yeah, I just got into the habit of changing everyone's name.
But he didn't change my husband's name. That is still Jack.
Explain yourself. You change your sister's name from Abby to Gabby to protect her identity?
Yeah.
But you kept her husband's name Jack the same.
Yeah, that was a last minute addition. I don't know exactly. That one slipped under the radar or something.
That,
but I changed
that.
I mean,
logic
was,
is.
Well, we covered a lot
brilliant.
Of we covered a lot of sensitive topics, you know, and it's everybody changes the names of everybody involved.
Bro, you changed it from Abby to Gabby, bro. I'm dying.
And Jillian to Lillian.
Mike, you are.
I didn't. I, by the way, like you know,
it's
do?
Been interesting to you know having
Gabby.
Having read the book. I think some people. Some people got off a lot better than they should have. I won't say who. And it was a really tough thing to read. I mean, imagine reading something that Jake wrote about you or that was really personal. And you read it and along with, you know, 5 million other people, right? Or however many people yeah. bought the book. And I think there's something.
You've never heard It's Every Day, Bro, have you?
Huh?
You've never heard It's Every Day, Bro, have you?
No.
Hmm. Would you like to?
What does that mean?
Well, it's Logan. It's Jake's book to Logan.
Oh,
I think your ears are in for quite the treat, Abby. Or should I say Gabby? Please no.
You know,
ads.
My college roommate's name was Abby and Gabby.
66 million plays, by the way. Congrats, Jake.
But I'm from Ohio, the white boy. It's every day, bro, with the Disney Channel flow. 5 mil on YouTube in 6 months, never done before. Pass all the competition, man. PewDiePie is next. Man, I'm popping all these checks. Got the brand new Rolex.
Pretty great, huh?
That's pretty great. Do you want me to do one of those for you, Mike?
Ooh.
That's not the has nothing to do with you and your brother.
No,
yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, sorry. I fucked that
thing.
One up.
Oh.
I always have been a little shy when it comes to the Jake and Logan beef stuff. And I feel so bad.
That's peak YouTube.
I know.
That's peak YouTube.
I'm out of the loop on that stuff. But eventually Jake did make a song against Logan called
The Low Gang Sucks or something?
Low Gang Sucks.
But it was like,
so that's his fifth vital, basically, is what I'm getting at right now. Yeah.
I mean, I could come up with like the morning shift, or you know, I'm clocking in. Wait, no, you clock in.
You don't have the wherewithal or the
I really
the gall
fucking
to
don't.
Do something like that.
I really
she
don't. I mean, I do.
She could run
I do.
The financials and.
Hey, the boys came to visit headquarters.
Oh yeah, we did.
Yeah, they let me into their office, which I found fascinating.
Yeah. It's just all open. There's food everywhere. It's kind of like living here, honestly.
In all fairness, there was no one there to not let you in. It was like a weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, do you like the corporate world?
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of similarities between here and San Francisco and Silicon Valley, right? You've just got a bunch of people who have really good ideas, maybe a touch more educated in the Valley, but...
Oh, easy. Not,
well, just saying. And they just come up with... They come up with these great ideas and they have to figure out how to make them go, right? And I think that's what you all do here every day, just again, a little less educated.
Easy, like I said.
Just calm down.
It's a work. It's a work ethic thing. The work ethic is the same in the valley, in Silicon Valley, as it is in LA.
I think it's a little bit different.
What do you mean?
I mean,
what do you mean? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this.
All right, fine. Let's fucking go. You know, it's crazy. This is crazy. It is crazy because I think, you know, my day starts probably 5-6 o'clock. Yep.
So we're on the same page. We're up at the same time.
I think it was, I mean, I walked Broly every morning this week and not a soul was awake by the time I got home.
I think you don't think we're awake. I'm up. I'm up on the checking stocks in the computer around 6:30 every morning. I just don't leave my room till about 9.
But go on.
No, I'm just saying. Like
I wake up at 2 a.m. and then what?
No, I mean I do a full day of work, right?
What does that mean to you, Abby?
What time do you stop?
Right now, I mean, you guys know what I do for a living, so yeah. You know, it's been a different set of few months, but you know, I did not have a single day off until I came down here on Friday. Not a single day off.
So wait,
since
COVID what's your
started.
So what are your work hours every day? 6-7 a.m. to what?
I mean, there are times when I'm on the phone with my general counsel till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oof, you got, I mean, if that's true, you got us beat. You got us beat.
And shout out to my general counsel. He knows.
Is he watching this?
He could be. He could be.
Because your boss is
a fan. He loves you guys.
Does that ever strike you as funny or strike you at
Matt,
all?
Or I'll strike you either way.
I'm talking to you. Like, do you find it funny when like people in like high ranking corporate positions are like, "Hey, man, I saw your last vlog."
Matt and
Tess love you guys. They do. They're your biggest fans. And Matt's a big deal. You know, he comes from Obama world. He loves them.
He's clocked in. He loves it. He's clocked in, dude, 100%.
All right. Well, he's clocked in. I'm clocking out.
This has been a rough day for me.
You'll be all right. It's Memorial Day. We got a barbecue, some friends, some sappy
happies.
Thanks for watching Impulsive. Abby, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me. And again, thank you to all the men and women serving around the country, around the world. Jack Vine, I love you so much. Thanks to all the families out there, the kids. I can't imagine what y'all are going through with parents all over the place. So
yeah, Jack. Also, Jack, I want to thank. I probably could have texted you this, but Jack, I love you. I thank you for your service, and hopefully, I can see you reunited with your wife soon.
Thanks, grandpas. Love you guys. My grandpas were in.
Okay, yeah. I need to.
I got it.
All right, bye.
See ya.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.